Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 12th edition. Hope you all had a great weekend. It was a fun one on the diamond, and if you're a golf fan, that was great golf. I know you're not here to listen to golf, but I do a golf DFS podcast, and it was absolutely electrifying stuff on the television. So hope you guys had a great weekend in the sports world and whatever world you were doing things in. But we are back on Monday doing a seven-game main slate for you. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Let's look at the totals on this seven-game slate. Rockies, Red Sox, 10. Giants, Cardinals, 8. Angels, Rangers, 9.5. Reds, Royals, 9. Marlins, Mariners, 7.5. Phillies, Diamondbacks, 10. Rays, A's, 8.5. So it's going to be an interesting slate. The pitching is not great by any means. So you definitely have some spots to target with the bats. But let's talk about pitching here to kick things off. You have Zach Eflin at $11,000. Zach Eflin, $11,000. At the Oakland Athletics, he's getting priced because he's facing the A's and Oco. It makes sense. He's coming off 34 points against the Twins. He had a couple duds in between there, a couple 20-point performances. At 11K, he better be in the 20 points. That's the biggest thing. And you got an A's team that's surging right now. They're on a winning streak. I believe it's 5 in a row now for the A's. Like one of the hottest teams in baseball, which is pretty weird, given Pittsburgh, Milwaukee. Pick your poisons there. But this is an A's team that over the last 3 weeks is striking out a whopping 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 225 with a 107 ISO. That's the thing is I've been watching some of these A's games. They're not like lighting the world on fire. They're getting pretty decent pitching and timely hitting. So they're pesky. Eflin will be able to get strikeouts. On this slate, there's not a lot of great pitching. I just can't pay $11,000 for Zach Eflin. I'd rather play 10-3 for Logan Webb at the St. Louis Cardinals. I really don't want to do that either. Webb's coming off a dud against in Colorado, but you take that with a grain of salt at Colorado. Other than that, Webb's been outstanding this year. He's facing the Cardinals, who are striking out 22% of the time versus righties, 225 average, 194 ISO, though, which is tricky. So I'd rather have Webb over Eflin. Pretty much not going to be on either one of them. Now it gets interesting, though. You got Bryce Miller, $10,000 at home against the Miami Marlins. Bryce has gotten destroyed his last two starts. Let's look at this, though. At the Texas Rangers, basically the best offense in baseball right now. And then at home against the New York Yankees, who were surging at the time because Aaron Judge was there and hitting home runs everywhere he could see. Prior to that, Bryce Miller was awesome. He was great. The fastball was working. The thing with Bryce Miller, he's mainly a two-pitch guy for the most part. He's mainly a fastball guy that tries to use his secondaries to make it interesting. When the fastball's off, he's going to get hit, especially with powerful offenses. Now he's facing the Miami Marlins. It's an interesting offense. 19% carry versus righties, 278 average, 144 ISO. It ain't going to be a walk in the park. Let's put it that way. When it comes to Bryce Miller in this matchup, I don't mind him, but it's not going to be easy. You got Jesus Luzardo at $9,600 at the Seattle Mariners. Luzardo's coming off a gem against Kansas City. We used him all over the place in that matchup. He has seven or more Ks and five straight starts. That's what you want in DFS. That's giving him 20 plus points in 3 of 4. He's got at least 5 innings in each start. He's gotten beat up by the Padres and at the Giants, but Royals, Angels, Nationals, he took care of business. Now he goes into Seattle. What I like about this matchup for Luzardo, because he's, like I said, 7 or more Ks and 5 straight starts, he faces the Seattle offense that strikes out a ton, nearly 27% of the time versus lefties in the last 3 weeks, only hitting 203 with a 158 ISO. So when I'm looking at these guys up top here, Luzardo's pretty much the first one I feel like, okay, I can afford to not spend as much and still get the strikeout upside. And if he somehow throws two, three runs, we're in business here. So Luzardo's my dude at 96. And I also like James Paxton at $9,300 at home against the Colorado Rockies. Rockies have been in Coors for a week. Paxton's been great in 4 of his 5 starts. His only bad start was at Anaheim, but at Cleveland, Cincinnati, at San Diego, St. Louis, he's gotten over 20 points in each start. He's got at least 5 innings in those starts, 2 run runs or less in those starts, 8 or more Ks in 3 of the 4 starts, 5 or more in every start. He's thrown over 100 pitches. He's looking like the James Paxton of old. Could there be hiccups? Yeah, we saw it in Anaheim. That's very, very possible. But he's at home against the Rockies, and we always like when the Rockies leave Coors, especially when they've been there for a while. They're there for a whole week, so that's pretty nice. And they're a team that's striking out 30% of the time versus left-handed pitching over the last 3 weeks. 201 average, 126 ISO. I like Paxton more than Jesus Luzardo. I think Luzardo's a great play, but Paxton's my ace on the slate at $9,300 with Luzardo right behind him at 96. This is how much the pitching drops off. The next closest price pitcher is Matt Strom at $7,900, and he's an opener, so we aren't going there. But it's bleak down here. Like, Matthew Liberatore has not lived up to the hype. Tommy Henry not pitching him against Philadelphia. A guy I would look at, though, if you need to, is Dane Dunning at $6,100 at home against the Angels. Dunning's coming off a rough start against St. Louis, but prior to that, he was getting you about 13 to 15 points. He had a couple 19-point outings in there. Decent floor for $6,100, and that's why I like him. Do I love Dane Dunning in this matchup? Not a chance. But he's facing an Angels team striking out 26.5% of the time versus righties, 287 average, 246 ISO. So when the Angels make contact, they're hitting – this is against lefties. Sorry, let me get righties back up there. An Angels team, they're striking out 25.3% of the time versus righties, hitting 229 with a 193 ISO. So they got some pop versus righties still. Average is down, tons of strikeouts. Dane Dunning would be my punt if you need it. So on this seven-game slate, I want Paxton. I want Luzardo. Dunning's okay. And then if you want to go your Bryce Millers, your Logan Webbs and whatever, that's fine. But I'd rather go Paxton Luzardo and maybe Dane Dunning if you so choose.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. to sign up for your trial today.
All right, let's look at the bats on this seven-game slate. Catcher's position for you. Salvi Perez went deep again on Sunday, his 13th of the year. Excuse me. And he's at home against Luke Weaver. I'll take that in a heartbeat. So Salvi at 53, if you're paying up, is fine. JTR versus Tommy Henry's okay as well at 48. Don't mind that at all. I do like the Salvi play at 53. Now, going down, though, we love to target Tyler Anderson every single time we can. And he's facing Texas, so T's and P's to Tyler Anderson. Jonah Heim at 44 is a really good spot in that matchup. Same with Mitch Garver at 39. I like Jonah Heim more, but if you want to save some money, Mitch Garver has returned from the IL, and he's using a ton of pop, so I have zero problem going that route. Heim will get you maybe more multi-hits and whatnot. Garver's got the GPP ceiling over Jonah Heim if you want to look at it that way. Going down for some cheaper options, though, on this slate, Patrick Bailey going up against Matthew Liberatore at 3K. I'm on board with that if you want to punt. And then just absolute punts down below. Langeliers at 24 versus Eflin, maybe, if you need it. Other than that, there's not a ton. Unless we see lineups, we might get a couple punts, like maybe Luke Molly faces Greinke or something, and you can go in that direction. The one thing I will mention about Zach Greinke at $7,000, He's coming off a dud against Miami, but he had like 21, 16, 14, 15. He had five straight pretty good starts. He's only going to go about five innings. You're hoping for five Ks. So he's not the worst play on this goofy, goofy slate. Let's put it that way. First base position for you here. You got Shohei Ohtani at 63. That's totally fine. You go down to like Yandy Diaz, okay, at 49. I've been going with some different first basemen and avoiding Yandy, but you know he can go off at any moment in time. I do like the Tampa Bay stack against Kaprielian. That is definitely a thing. But I think I'd rather like Spencer Steer at 43 versus Greinke. Nolan Jones, I'm going to keep playing him. I know it's lefty-lefty with Paxton. He's hitting lefties fine. He's $3,900. I like Paxton, so I probably won't get there, but he's an option. Christian Walker at 41 versus Strom, and then whoever else, Philadelphia, it's usually Covey comes after Strom. Covey's very hittable, so Arizona's a great stack on this slate on Monday. Going down even cheaper, though, Justin Turner went deep again on Sunday. He's $3,500 for a Seabold. That'd be an option. Luke Raley at 35. That's why I usually haven't been going Yandy. I've been saving cash and going Luke Raley so that way I can get Wander Franco, Rose Reina, and all those other good spots there. So you could look at a Luke Raley at 35. Alec Bohm returned from the IL on Sunday. He's first base, third base. He's 34 versus Henry. I hope you guys have been listening to me about Emmanuel Rivera, especially versus lefties. He was great over the weekend in at least one game. I think it was Saturday. Maybe it's Friday. So I can't remember. He's first base, third base. He's $3,300. Strom is the only opening. Remember that. Then it's probably Dylan Covey, but still not a bad spot if you're stacking Arizona. Get a cheap Emmanuel Rivera at first base or third base. Nick Prado's been leading off a ton for Kansas City, hitting very, very well. He's first base outfield at $3,100. He's going to play a lot of first base right now with Vinny P on the IL. So Nick Prado at 31 is a good value on this slate, especially if you're going to pay up for Paxton and Lozardo. You're going to need a few value spots, and a guy like Nick Prado is a pretty solid value. Tristan Casas is a really good tournament play because he's all or nothing. But I mentioned it before on the show, and he's doing it again. Like, he's still doing it. He hasn't stopped. His peripherals, like his contact, quality of contact, just his overall skill set, it's improving. And he's been showing more and more power. So he's $2,800. He has GPP appeal, not cash game at all, but GPP appeal for sure. And then other than that, that'll do it. Second base position for you, Marcus Semien at 58 is outstanding versus Tyler Anderson. Love me some Tyro Estrada as well at 52. You know my love for Estrada. If you listen to Bench with Bubba all preseason, I have tons of shares of Estrada. He double-donged on Sunday. He's got 9 home runs on the season with 14 stolen bases now. I predicted a 25-40 season. Still got some work to get there, but it's possible. So I'm pretty pumped on that. Cheaper options for you in the mid-4K. He's got like India versus Greinke. It's totally fine if you're stacking Cincinnati. Casey Schmidt has not been playing a ton. If he's in the lineup for his Libertor at 33, I like it. He's second base shortstop, but he's been kind of on the outside of a platoon situation there. So keep an eye on Casey Schmidt, especially season long. I dropped him this past weekend, which really pained me to see because I think he's a very, very good player, but more of a daily guy than a season long player right now. If you're stacking up Kansas City, Michael Massey at $2,300 versus Weaver is a very good value as well. Third base position for you here. You got Rafael Devers at 58 versus Seabold is great. We said we like Boston versus Seabold. Totally cool there. But Josh Young at 46 is too cheap. First Tyler Anderson, that's way too cheap. Like, they should be pricing Texas like they're in Coors Field facing Tyler Anderson, especially the way they're hitting the baseball. So I like Young at 46 a lot. Ellie De La Cruz is third base shortstop. He's 43. I've played him every single day since he's been called up because, to me, he's still not appropriately priced. He is a beast on the – like. He can get on base so many different ways. He steals like crazy. Sure, he strikes out a ton, but like, he put up another 20-plus points. He's going to have some down days. He had one like this thing is Friday or something. He's going to have – his down day is like 6 or 7 right now. The goose eggs will come. I'm aware of that. But the ceiling he brings is so much better than a $4,300 player. So Ellie De La Cruz should be in a lot of lineups. You don't have to put him in all of them if you don't want, but he should be in a lot of lineups at third base or shortstop. Below 4K now, Isak Paredes at $3,600 versus Kaprielian. If you're stacking Tampa Bay, big fan there. Mentioned Alec Baum, mentioned Emmanuel Rivera, both options for you at 34 and 33. Jace Peterson's been swinging it well, stealing bags. If you need a value or you are stacking Oakland against Eflin, Peterson's second base, third base at $2,600. But don't force that one. There's other values I like better than Peterson. Shortstop, Corey Seager is just fine at 59 in your Texas stacks. Lefty-lefty, I don't care because I don't think Anderson goes very long. Plus, Seager can hit lefties, so not too worried about that. Wander Franco at 56 is very good. First Kaprielian, big fan there. Ellie De La Cruz at 43 is one to target as well. You got Casey Schmidt at 33. Talked about him a second ago. Joey Wendell, he's $2,900 versus Bryce Miller. He's a value, just not one you need to run to. But I just want to bring Wendell up because he has been playing very, very good. Like, he's playing well. He's playing all over the diamond. So Just keep him in mind for the right matchups. Outfield four, you got Shohei, you got Trout, but Bryce Harper at 6K versus Henry is very intriguing because lefty-lefty people will avoid. Same with Corbin Carroll at 56. Remember, Strom and then probably Covey. Covey's a righty. We're good. Corbin Carroll has lefties too. Corbin Carroll's a beast. He's $5,600, priced very nicely. Adelis Garcia at 55 versus Anderson is awesome. A Rosarena at 54 is just fine. I like Carroll, Garcia, Rosarena, and that the way they're priced is how I like them, but all really good plays. If you're stacking Philly, don't forget Kyle Schwarber, who is nuclear hot right now at $5,200. He's a play for you. Adam Duvall's back from the IL. He's 5,000. Nick Castellanos is $4,800. He hits lefties extremely well, so have fun with that. Josh Lowe is cooled down, but he's still 46 versus Caprillion. Not bad in your Tampa stacks. Lourdes Gurriel Jr., I'd have him. I think he's cash viable and has very, very, very important appeal in an Arizona stack at $4,400. So get your Lourdes shares. He missed like three or four games last week with a groin injury, returned over the weekend. I know he hit at least one homer. He's playing very, very well. So keep him on your radar. Going down to the 4K and below now. If you are fading Bryce Miller, like Soler was up higher. He double-donged on Sunday. You have Brian A. the Cruz at 4K, who's been playing well. And then you'll have Jesus Sanchez in a bit, who's been playing well also. So those would be guys to target, especially Day of the Cruz and Sanchez. They'd be discounts against Bryce Miller if you were going that direction. Into the mid threes now. You got TJ Friedl's back. He's going to be leading off for Cincinnati at 37 versus Greinke. Jose Siri. $3,700 versus Caprillion is one to look at. Mid threes and below now. If Moniak's in the lineup, he's 34 versus Dunning. I don't hate that. But my guy's Taylor Ward. He went deep again over the weekend. He's $3,200 versus Dunning. Just keep playing Taylor Ward. Like, they're not pricing him up. It's bizarre. He's playing extremely well right now. He's leading off for the Angels. Taylor Ward at 32. He's a cash game play. And just a really, really good. I've been playing him a ton as one-offs because he's that good right now. I mean, there's Jesus Sanchez at 31. There's Nick Prado at 31. Mentioned both of them earlier. Pavin Smith, if you're going deep in your D-back stacks, he'd be sneaky at 33 because most won't play him because they'll see Strom. And again, we've gone over this a million times. He is the opener. Below 3K now, if Will Benson's in the lineup for Cincy, he's 26. Robbie Grossman at 27 is a very good value, very, very good value if you're stacking up Texas. But other than that, just check your lineups. There will be dudes down here for sure. Recapping your pitching, it's mainly James Paxton and Jesus Luzardo for me. If you need a punt, you can go Dunning, and Greinke's grown on me. I could see the appeal for Greinke just because how the slate is. So those would be my four pitchers to target on this slate. If you're stacking things up, though, I like Boston versus Seabold a lot. I think that's a really good stack. Not my favorite stack. My favorite stack is Texas versus Anderson. That should be everybody's favorite stack. That's a strong one. Kansas City is interesting versus Weaver. I think that's got some value. Arizona and Philadelphia, I like that game stack a ton. I like the Arizona side especially, but both of it's a big game stack there if you need it. And then you can go Tampa Bay. But the way I'm looking at it, those four pitchers I mentioned, and then I want Texas and then a Philly-Arizona situation. That's my main approach on this slate. Let's have some fun this week, boys and girls. I hope you guys have a good weekend again. You can find me on Twitter at BDentric. I'll be back to you guys tomorrow to preview Tuesday's slate. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 12th edition. Catch you guys next time.
Start battery month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select SuperStart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.